Joining us today is John Dean with the Gainesboro Chamber of Commerce. We'll talk about local business growth, community events, and what's ahead for Gainesboro. Welcome, John.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. First time I've been able to actually sit down and talk to you. I have met you several times before. Friend Molly Brown introduced us several years ago at the Wildwood Marina and Resort. Beautiful place in Granville. Been there several times to eat. Food's just phenomenal. Accommodations are amazing. I've never got to stay because I live only 15 minutes from you.
You got to have your next staycation at Wildwood.
Yeah, I live up Martins Creek Road and go that way and up on the what we call the Bryant Ridge. So I don't live far, but we're going to do something there sometime. So glad to have you in, John. You are immediate past president of the Jackson County Gainesboro Chamber of Commerce, and glad to talk tourism and economic development with you, and just glad you're here. But I want to start a little bit with your background, because I don't know your background, and I think people would love to know like I do. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay.
I'm the son of a pediatrician, and my mother was a nurse, and I ended up in healthcare. Working at the intersection of the hospital-physician relationship in major health systems across the United States. I retired about 8 years ago. My wife was a cancer research scientist at Vanderbilt for 20 years before she retired, about the same time I did.
Yeah.
And we purchased and have been operating the Wildwood Resort Marina for, this is our eighth season.
Wow. So many questions just based on that short knowledge, John. Background is obviously in healthcare
with your parents,
and then you go into healthcare, and you're from Baltimore. How long were you in Baltimore?
Well, I grew up there and basically left to go to college at American University in Washington, D.C.
Okay, so you spent some time in D.C.
Yeah.
And then when did you get to Tennessee, and what brought you here?
Well, we were recruited. We ended up on Galveston Island right after we got married in St. Louis. So I went to St. Louis. I was recruited at Washington University Medical Center.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a really great story. I was working for the doctors in the hospital, and the lead doctor was Neville Grant, Dr. Grant. And he would have me over at his home on Saturday morning. And he said, "This Saturday I want to take you to lunch with my wife." So I came over early, met her. She took one look at me, came up to her bedroom upstairs, called her daughter, Natasha, said, "Natasha, you're having lunch with your father today." And so here we are.
That's phenomenal. You must have been a nice-looking man, John. You still are, but still, back then, you must have had you caught Mama's eye, right?
I think it was all way over Dr. Grant's head. I don't think he had a clue what was going on.
Hey, the women in our lives surprise us all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's – okay, so you – so go to Galveston Island.
So we got married in St. Louis and then very quickly moved to Galveston Island, where she was able to pursue her PhD in microbiology. And I was able to run the physician faculty practice plan, 400 physicians there. And interestingly enough, one of the physician leaders that I worked very closely with was Dr. Garland Anderson, who's born and raised in Gainesboro.
Yep.
And I remember when I told Garland about the house I'd bought on Eagle Mountain in Granville, and he pulled out his flip chart and he drew three hills on the side and he said, "Which hill is it?" Mm-hmm. You know, he knew exactly where it was. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of a neat coincidence.
So when did you get to Gainesboro? When did you get to Granville?
We got to Granville in 1999. So we've been there about 25 years.
Wow.
And it's mainly was a second home until COVID.
Okay.
And then and we were living in Nashville and kind of splitting our time and kept a boat in the marina, you know, and working like a dog. I mean, 100,000 miles on airplanes for me. Natasha, very busy at Vanderbilt with the test tubes and the mice and the laboratory and all that. And when we retired, we decided to make the shift. And when COVID came, it just made sense to build out our second home so it could accommodate us.
Yeah.
As a primary residence, and we have been very, very happy with that decision.
So, being in the healthcare field, and I'm assuming you retired from
that's
healthcare,
right.
And you're full time entrepreneur and business owner, marina owner.
Hospitality and hospital have the same root.
Well, I was about to say, what's the common denominator? And you just told me.
It's hospitality.
You knew exactly what I was going to ask. So you're in Granville as a second nature. You got a second home there. And then, of course, this marina comes for sale, I guess. And you decide, we want to do this.
It was owned by a friend of mine. And I called him. And I said, let's have brunch. And he came over to the house, and it was a fairly short conversation. Maybe 3 or 4 hours later, we had a deal, and Granville Marina was a hamburger shack, mm-hmm. and 120 boat slips. Mm-hmm. Some of them new, and some of them were quite old, 1969 vintage. And lodging that I might have been embarrassed to ask you to spend the night in. And so when we got a hold of it, we started renovating and ended up making a $6 million investment to make it into what it is today, which is a boutique destination resort. Yeah. And the playoff of my experience in healthcare was I had done a lot of corporate retreats. I had hosted them. I was asked by my clients to speak at them. And so I knew what that needed to look like.
Yeah.
And I knew that Granville Marina needed to have revenue Sunday night to Friday morning, because it really was only viable on the weekends,
sure.
as a destination. And so we built out a corporate retreat model. And last year we hosted 50 corporate retreats, along with 25 family reunions, a dozen weddings, and about 1,000 weekend getaways for couples primarily.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. It's not been long. It was the summer. We took some friends from Nashville down there to eat. Made a reservation because usually you have to, especially in the summer.
Food's good.
Yeah, food's wonderful. And it's late afternoon, so the sun's still way up in the air, yeah. right? And so we finish, and they're like, hey, can we see the rest of the resort? I'm like, well, I think so, you know?
Yeah.
So I get in my car, and we got a car full of 7 people. And one of your employees, nice gentleman, happened to be up there. And we're just driving through because we're talking about having a weekend getaway with friends, yeah. from Nashville and Knoxville, and just meet there.
He gave you the nickel tour.
He did. He was, yeah. very kind. He never, yeah. kicked us out because we wasn't, yeah. staying, right? He was very, hey, yeah. can I help y'all in any way? And I'm like, this is great. He's not trying to get us, see if we have a reservation, not kicking us out. He let us drive through,
yeah.
and look at the Airstreams and the little cabins, yeah. and then the lodge and all that. And so we're like, okay, we're working on planning that. It's just very, as you mentioned, hospitable, you know?
Well, I'll tell you a great story about how we found our chef. We did a national search for a chef during COVID, and, we got 95 applicants. And so we had to shorten that list. Right. And so we said, okay, anybody who hadn't held a job more than 3 years in one place, we're going to rule them out.
Sure.
Because we don't want a new chef every year.
Right.
And so that took 95 to 7. And we interviewed the 7 on Zoom, and we invited 3 to come cook for us. Mm-hmm. And one of those 3 that we selected is Chris Maxwell, who's been living in Baxter his entire life.
So I got a funny story. Chris Maxwell and I played football and graduated high school together.
Is that right?
I've known Chris since 5 years old.
He's a good man.
Yep.
He's a great friend. He lacks that obnoxious ego that a lot of, yeah. chefs have.
Quiet, right?
But he's quiet,
yep.
but he's very good. And he brought his team to the project. So when we got Chris, we got a whole kitchen full of people.
Philip is one of – yep. played football and graduated high, yep. school with him. I know those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. They are good people.
Yeah.
First and foremost, they're good people.
Our customers love them.
Yeah.
They love the food.
Well, the food's delicious. Again, it's wonderful. And Chris, I knew he was your chef, and I was waiting for you to say something. But, yeah, we've grown up together. I've known Chris almost all my life.
We felt that was a big win.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. yeah. Chris is good people. But you have a good staff. Like I said, hospitable. And so we've talked about one thing that you're doing, right, with the Wildwood Resort, right. Marina. And that's not it, though, right?
Well, you know, we were going to the Chamber of Commerce meetings, and Mayor Randy Heady was always there, and we dearly miss him.
Yep.
He's a dear friend of mine.
Yep.
And when he, he would show up every time. So that was my chance every month to see
the mayor.
Yep. See the mayor. And if it was good enough for the mayor, it's good enough for me.
Sure.
So my wife and I started showing up for all these meetings, and we really enjoyed our time in Gainesboro. and saw the opportunity that was getting ready to happen, mm-hmm. that town was going to have a renaissance. And meanwhile, my wife is complaining to me about the problem of groceries, fresh fruits and vegetables, being 40 minutes away from Granville, maybe 30, 40 minutes away from Gainesboro. And so I said, well, let's do something about that. And so we found the Whitakers, the Whitaker building, and were able to acquire that. It was a mess. It had, you know, water coming in through the ceiling in 50 different places, water coming up through the floor. And we were able, with the help of some great local folks, Art Warden Building and BA Services primarily, we were able to completely renovate that building and establish Miss Sally's Market, which is my wife's business.
Sure, sure. So presence in Granville, you have a market now in Gainesboro, and that's not it.
No, right across the street there was this cable TV office and a mobile home, 7 parking spots right in front, and I just looked at that. You know, we're over working on the roof in Miss Sally's Market, and it just spoke to me. Frozen custard, you know, a walk-up window, mm-hmm. a pickup window, mm-hmm. nice porch and 7 parking spots. So I stood that up in about 4 months. Kind of irritated my wife because she's took her about a year to pull Miss Sally's together. You know, it was a little bit bigger enterprise.
Right.
But I saw the opportunity. And, you know, Gainesboro and people that live in Gainesboro and Jackson County deserve nice things.
Sure.
And they deserve the best frozen custard on the planet. Yeah. That's what we give them.
Well, Gainesboro people are enjoying it, but people all across the Upper Cumberland enjoy it. And I can promise you that because it takes me 20 minutes to get there.
We appreciate
my house,
that. So. That's what it takes. Because the truth is, Gainesboro is not quite big enough to support it. So having guests from Cookeville and other parts of the Upper Cumberland's key, as well as the tourists. Tourists enjoy it too.
Oh, yeah. People come into the distillery and all those things downtown.
Yeah.
It's great. Stay with us for more conversation with John Dean with the Gainesboro Jackson County Chamber of Commerce. We come back. Welcome back, Mr. John Dean from the Chamber of Commerce in Jackson County, Gainesboro, immediate past president, owner of the Wildwood Resort and Marina in Granville, his wife, Miss Sally's, right, Market?
That's right. Her name's Natasha. Miss Sally comes from Sally Reed, who was a grocer in the 50s.
Okay. And, I love it.
Her descendants sold us the building.
I'm glad you told me that. Well, I'd have called her Miss Dean. Yeah. I'd have been Miss Dean, but I'd have probably thought her name was Sally. And then, of course, owner of Honest John's Frozen Custard there in downtown Gainesboro as well. Great conversation so far, John. I appreciate your time. And one of the reasons you're here is your involvement with the Jackson County Gainesboro Chamber of Commerce, your immediate past president, your tenure just ended on the board as president. Now your immediate past president would put you on the board at least another year. You had mentioned that as a business owner in Jackson County, you started going to the board meetings, chamber board meetings every month, and that got you a chance, as we said, to spend some time with our late friend Randy Hetty, the former Jackson County mayor, just a wonderful man. He was a really good friend of mine, and we miss him every day. Got to spend some time with him. So you're going about every month as much as you can, and you're attending those as a business owner. So what propelled you, or what called you to want to serve on the chamber board?
Well, what Randy explained to me was that because Wildwood was the first significant lodging opportunity in the county, the commissioner's court had created a hotel-motel tax, 5% on rooms, mm-hmm. just the rooms, which we were very supportive of at the time. And what he explained to me was that a significant percentage of it, I think 70% of that money, was fed back into the Chamber of Commerce in the form of an annual donation.
Right.
And that enabled us to hire our first professional executive director, Hope Vargas.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was there right around the time all that was coming together, right around the time that the chamber was able to attract and hire Hope on. And, you know, Hope had arrived at that job on a steep learning curve, but she was totally down for it and has just really made the organization shine through her now 5 years there.
Yeah.
We are today 164 members, 82% retention rate year over year, and new members adding all the time. So 25 new members just in 2025 alone.
Wow.
Big part of what we do is welcome and encourage new businesses. We have a ribbon cutting for our new businesses. We did 8 of those last year in the county. And we have been a vehicle in partnership with the county to attract grant money into Jackson County and Gainesboro for things like we're renovating the memorial building, $2 million.
Yeah.
Smart boards, iPads, laptops for telehealth and business workshops, beautification grants, some of those supported by Upper Cumberland Membership Corporation. You know, they have a UCEMC Cares program, and so we our businesses participate in that. Twin Lakes Telephone Cooperative makes technology grants we're very grateful for. And there have been grants for downtown murals and festivals. We're able to count $4.2 million in visitor spending last year, up 2.3% from the year before. And this is a tough year for tourism with the economy, being somewhat vulnerable. So those are good numbers. And all while that's going on, you remember the Bull and Thistle was sort of the pioneer. Mm-hmm. Diana Manley retired as the owner of that, sold the business to a fellow named Mark Stengel. Mark is a real estate developer in Nashville who bought property out here in the county, fell in love with it, just like Natasha and I did, and many others now. This model seems to be repeating itself, and bought the old hotel, the Shamrock Hotel, right on the square. And he is beginning demolition to start a brand new renovation project on that hotel.
Wow.
And the food and beverage operation for the new hotel, which won't be ready until about March of 27. So it's going to take a minute to get that thing renovated because it's a ground up situation. But meanwhile, he invested in the Bull and Thistle, and it's become the boardroom.
Yes.
Great new steakhouse. And that is being led by Pete and Cassie Kessler from the Stolen Coin. So we're benefiting from their brilliant restaurant management from an operations standpoint. And that's, I don't know if you had a chance to go.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Or the boardroom, not yet. I'm going, though.
You got to make your date to go there. It's really fantastic. We've got a great Italian family, opened Areola's Italian restaurant not too long ago. All kinds of other things happening. We're opening 2 Dolly Parton Imagination Library storybook trails in the county this year. One out at Wildwood on the Periwinkle Trail, which just opened about a month ago, and the other one's going to be Roaring River Park. And so all of these things are not happening necessarily because of the chamber, but the chamber is a force in propelling them forward.
Right.
One of the big projects that that we've gotten involved in is looking at the old Fox Middle School. Fox Middle School was built in 1939 with Roosevelt dollars. A famous architect at the time designed it, and it's a beautiful building, and a lot of Jackson County graduated from either high school or middle school. It was both at one point or another, and then when they built the new schools, the building became vacant. And that was about 25 years ago, so it's been vacant for 25 years, and there's no plan.
Right.
So we went, on behalf of the chamber, we went out to the community and put a survey out in the middle of June, lasted until the middle of September, and we got 348 responses. What should the best and highest use of that building be? And you know what people are interested in? They're interested in something that will give them physical health exercise and also something that will build community and a place where they can meet new friends and a sense of belonging. And so we're beginning to evolve the concept of the Fox Community Center.
Oh, wow.
And we have secured a $150,000 grant from the state of Tennessee to bring on some architects and put flesh on the bones of what that might be and build some cost estimates around it and see where we go. And that initial feasibility study project is starting now, and it will be wrapped up sometime in the March, April timeframe next year. And so I'm really excited about that. The survey told us that what people want to see is an expanded public library. We have an opportunity to be a new branch of the Cookeville YMCA in Gainesboro.
Oh, wow.
Mandy Perhey is the CEO there and has been incredibly supportive. She graduated from the Fox Middle School, is born and raised in Gainesboro, and has strong ties there and has been incredibly supportive of whatever we can do to create opportunity for young people and families to improve their physical health and build a sense of community. There's a 5,000 square foot gymnasium. This thing's totally 21,000 square feet. It's massive.
Wow.
It's a big resource for the county. There's a strong call for community meeting spaces, live music venue, and childcare facilities. So a lot of different things that may evolve out of that. We'll have to see what sticks. But I'm excited about that opportunity for the county.
John, that's a lot of good information coming out of Gainesboro and Jackson County, and that's one of the reasons we have you here is just, you know, Hope's been on several times. She's been wonderful, but it's also good to get a board president and let now immediate past president perspective. So thankful for you. We still got some more time with you, thankfully. We'll be back in just a moment with John Dean, immediate past president for the Gainesboro-Jackson County Chamber of Commerce. Welcome back. John Dean, immediate past president for the Jackson County Gainesboro Chamber of Commerce with me. Entrepreneur, business owner in the county in Granville and Gainesboro. Just updating us on all the good things going on with the chamber and in the inside the county and city limits. So we left off talking about Fox Middle School, been vacant for 25 years and looking at, got a grant to do, have some architects come in, do a feasibility study. What can that space be used for? Old buildings like that, John, are well known for their nostalgia, the way they look, the architects, the way they were designed, all the things that happened there. But one of the bad things or negative things they're known for is potential of asbestos. And so is that something you have ran into and you and the team down there for this project?
We have. And, you know, oftentimes when the subject of asbestos and lead paint comes up for a building that age, 1939, it tends to be a showstopper. And so we very early on wanted to explore how can we can attack that. And so it turns out there's an organization called BRAG that is sponsored by Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation, and they offer grants to both A, assess asbestos and lead paint, and also B, to remediate it. And so we're already in line for a grant associated with that. We have every reason to believe we'll be awarded the phase one grant to understand how bad the problem is and what's going to take to fix it. But the infrastructure has been created by the state and this organization called BRAG that that actually will remediate it and provide the funds to do so. So I do not see that as a showstopper in our situation, but it'll be an important piece of the puzzle that we'll have to put it all together.
Yeah, and so I think it's important for our listeners, especially those interested in being a part of this project and when it's completed, going and visiting Jackson County and all across Upper Cumberland, the asbestos situation will be taken care of.
That's right.
There's no harm, no threat of harm from that. And that's, you know, that's just typical protocol these days. Anytime a project's happening is to check for those asbestos and lead presence.
We're not letting that get in the way of progress.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we don't want to stop progress because of some asbestos. So you gave a great update and great content, John, last segment on what's going on. A couple of follow-ups that I have because I'm curious. I am going to get to the boardroom because I've heard it's already phenomenal. And the Mr. Stengel that's started that up, you said it bought the old hotel there and is doing some renovation, demolition renovation, and going to build up. What are the plans? Is it going to be a hotel? Is there other plans for that use or that space?
So the former Shamrock Hotel, Mark has purchased that. And as I mentioned in the last segment, we're starting demolition in the next couple weeks. And construction starts, I think, first week of February. And so all the team has been assembled, the construction team and architects and engineers, all the people it takes to make sure this is done right. Mark's being very careful. And he's making a multi-million dollar commitment to renovate that hotel. So from the outside, it'll look brand new in the style that it was originally created. It will not be restyled.
Right.
And in the inside will be completely refurbished and renovated. And it'll be a 22-room hotel with a lobby for the community that'll have a bar and bar bites, but not a big food and beverage program. All the food and beverage will be handled by Cassie and Pete Kessler over at the boardroom, and which will be across the street. So when visitors come and they stay at the new hotel, which is going to be called the Cordell Hotel in honor of Cordell Hall, our three-time Secretary of State under Roosevelt. It was practice law in Gainesboro, one of the offices up there in that red building on the square. This hotel will be in his honor, and it'll be 22 rooms, mostly king beds, some larger suites and some smaller ones, but it'll be big enough to accommodate, you know, for couples, 40 plus people, for corporate retreats and other groups like that. You know, 15 or 20 will be able to fit there. And then he's got a really cool room downstairs in the basement, a speakeasy, that can serve as both an entertainment venue on the weekends or during the week, and also a boardroom for corporate events.
Sure.
And so I envision a really cool experience for visitors will be to spend time in the hotel, enjoy the lobby and all that it has to offer. But then right across the street is the best steakhouse in the Upper Cumberland. And if they're hungry still, we've got the Stolen Coin. And if they're hungry still, we've got Areola's with fantastic Italian food, including the best gelato in the Upper Cumberland, right? And so there's all this happening right there. And, you know, there was a time 7 or 8 years ago when I first got involved out here that there were voices in the community that talked about, well, you know, these things are competing with each other, and that could be a problem. And you know what we've learned? We've learned that rising tides lift all boats.
Yep.
And the more activity we can create in Gainesboro and in Jackson County broadly, the more prosperity will come to everyone. And I firmly believe that's the order of the day here.
Well, I was going to mention that, John. You read my mind. For someone that has a businesses in Gainesboro and in Granville, you are probably the biggest advocate and supporter of the other businesses taking off and being successful. And
well, that's partly because we see it working for us.
Sure.
And we see the health and development of Gainesboro has been a big ad for Wildwood.
Yes. Well, and it's been a big ad for the community, right? Yeah. Because it's a small community. It's always going to be a small community. It's a small town feel. It's always going to have that feel. There are people moving in to live there. It's a beautiful county. It's a beautiful city.
More and more all the time.
But it's not far from Cookeville. It's not far from Carthage. It's not far from Solana. Mm-hmm. It's very accessible, and it's, you know, 20 minutes from the interstate. People are coming in from Nashville. They always have been to go to Bull and Thistle now. And so it's not forgotten, right?
That's right.
It's up and coming. Gainesboro is on the radar of people's minds of, hey, let's go spend a week in there. Let's go to Granville. Let's rent a pontoon boat. Let's stay in the Streamliner
or the Airstreams.
I mean, it's just all these opportunities.
We'll have shuttle bus service back and forth between the two.
See?
We'll be bringing people here for dinner and bringing them home and vice versa.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's just an extension of the campus.
So it's a team effort extension, and that's what's great. So John is immediate past president of the chamber board. You're still serving. You're still a presence. But what do you want to see when you leave that role and continue as a business and owner and an entrepreneur and a member of the community? What do you want to see?
Well, I just want to see us keep going.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see more and more new businesses arriving all the time, and the chamber can play a key role in helping to foster, create an environment that nurtures growth and development of new businesses. I want to see opportunities for other leaders to express themselves by sitting on the board of the chamber and other nonprofit organizations. You know, we went ahead and somewhat preemptively, we've created the Fox Community Center nonprofit.
Right.
We registered with the Secretary of State. And we've got an application pending for 501c3 status with the IRS because we figure by the time the architects get their job done, we're going to need a vehicle to collaborate with local government. That building's actually owned by the Department of Education. I mean, by the school board.
Yeah.
And when you and I finish talking tonight, I'll be updating them this evening.
Yeah.
because they're a regularly scheduled meeting. So, so this is a these projects are a collaboration. And then, you know, wonderful things are happening. We have a brand new art museum, contemporary art museum, that just appeared on the square in Gainesboro, sponsored by a couple that came from Houston. They were in the real estate development business, and they came out here, and like me and Natasha and like Mark Stengel and his wife, you know, bought some property, fell in love, and decided this is where they wanted to express themselves. And their expression is not a marina and a resort. It's not Honest John's frozen custard. It's an art museum free to the public, open every week.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
That's cool. Yeah.
And it reminds me of, you know, the motto of the chamber needs to be what Randy Heady taught me, which is can't, never could.
Yeah. Yeah. He said it to me several times.
It's all about what's possible, not what's impossible.
Yeah, and that attitude, that mindset can take us anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you can be from any background, and if you have that mindset and determination, and you build yourself with a team around you, you can do anything. And that's what y'all are doing. And so how many members are on the board, roughly, at the Chamber of Commerce?
I'm not sure exactly. I put that you number, on the spot, John. I think it's like 10 or 11.
Yeah, and so you know, that which is relatively small, yeah, honestly, considered compared to other chamber boards across the state. I mean, you know, in Putnam County, there's probably 20, you know, or 20 something. And so, you know, y'all might have a desire to expand the board, to have more outreach, to have more support. And I think it's great we're all doing. Hope is such a wonderful person for that role and position, and she's done a great job, but she's had help like you, right, and the other members that support her, lift her up, and
her presence has attracted people willing to contribute. You know, we have a lot of spinoff projects that are happening throughout the county as a result of Hope's presence on an everyday basis. She wakes up and says, "How can we advance tourism?"
Yeah.
And business development in Jackson County. You know, she represents us on 19 boards and committees throughout the Upper Cumberland.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's become a big part of her role in the way she conceived it, and Randy worked with her on it, was to make sure that Jackson County is visible to its neighbors.
Yep.
In all different kinds of ways. So
That's a great way to close out. Thank you for your time.
Thank you
for your service to Jackson County Gainesboro by being president of the Chamber Board, now moved into the immediate past president within the last few weeks. Wonderful business.
One more quick announcement.
Yeah.
On November 30th, we're going to close Honest John's for the winter, and Santa will be there to celebrate that, and we're having a free scoop of custard for everybody that shows up.
We'll be there for that. Thank you, John Dean. Great person. Thank you for everything you're doing. Appreciate your time. Folks, it's been wonderful meeting John Dean from Jackson County. Hope you enjoyed it like I have. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile. It is a frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind to one another. Love on each other. It's the only way we get through. See you next time.